What is poppin', everyone?
What's poppin'?
How you niggas doing?
We feeling real good, you know? I mean, I'm healthy. And that's some things people can't even say that they are. I'm healthy. I'm here for it, you know? I'm here for all the shenanigans.
Healthy, we're alive.
We healthy, we alive.
Woke up this morning.
We able to pop pussy another motherfucking
day. You
know,
we put one foot in front of the other. All that good stuff. We can raise our hands. You know, we can shake our ass. We can roll our bellies. Now I'm going too far down. First, I want to let y'all know that, you know, it might be a little bit sad for some of y'all, but Sip and Spill is coming to an end. Let me not say it's an end. Sip and Spill is going on a hiatus.
Because season one is, we've been doing this for a long time, y'all.
Since March.
March. So every we definitely, week. Every fucking week, give y'all content. We tired, and we need to get more
content. And our pockets is hurting.
Hurting. We need to revamp. We need to just do different shit for season two and give y'all something amazing. So thank y'all so much for following us on this journey because it was a great one so far. I mean, this is not the last episode. The next episode is going to be the last episode.
Right,
because Sammy was very persistent on us ending on a certain number. She said 28 is a godly number.
Yeah. Nah. I feel like numbers are important. And 28, the number meant a lot of prosperity, wealth, and all the things I want to come for season two. Okay. So I want to end on the note where I want my next season to begin. And I just want to put out the best vibes out there. And that's, I feel like that was going to do it. And who wants to end on an even number anyway? I mean, on an odd number anyways.
Me? Yeah. Shit, I'm like, I need a job.
Odd numbers are weird. So this is going to be our last episode. But to kick off our next season, we are doing a giveaway. Yes, we are. We were going to wait till 1,000 followers,
but y'all take it too long. Okay,
we got 924, so maybe by the time
that we do,
we're
going to keep posting and shit, you know?
So we close enough. So we're doing a giveaway. We're giving out a wine bottle. We're giving out wine glasses. We're giving out a wine book. We're giving out a little
gift card.
A gift card and also a wine opening little gift thing. It's like it has like a wine opener. It has like a little cork thing where you can make the.
Oh, that's real fancy.
Yeah,
that's
it's really like, fancy.
That's something that's gonna get the bitches' panties off.
It is, and a gift card. So we're gonna let y'all know how to enter. Maybe next episode.
In the comments. Yeah. Last episode, we're gonna give y'all something to look forward to. But just know it's coming soon to a theaters near you. Okay.
It is. And then I want to thank all our listeners who's been supporting us. If you haven't already, leave us a review. I'm sorry. I want to thank all our listeners who's been supporting us. If you haven't already, follow us at The Real Sip and Spill on everything except
Twitter. It is Sip and Spill 1.
And give us a 5-star rating.
Because we some 5-star bitches.
Ow. And the girls are back at it again with another messy ass episode.
So messy.
So messy. Of Sip and Spill, where we create conversations. Oh, wow.
Sipping wine.
I go by name of like motherfucking Sammy.
And I'm ambitious hot girl, Teray.
Ow.
I'm a hot girl now.
I do hot shit.
Come on, my outfit.
Did I get you the dark side?
I think you did bring me to the dark side. Okay. I think everything with rallying support for our good sis of her getting shot and how good of a sport she's been about it. I'm just like, I thought I didn't like her as a person, but the more I see of her, I think I'm liking her as a person. Granted, I still am not sold 100%, but you ain't got to sell me 100%. You got to sell me 30% and I'm there.
Right.
That's all I needed.
I'm glad.
I'm on that 30%. So, wop. That's some wet ass pussy.
Do you see a Megan concert in the future for us?
I do see it. Yay! You know, I'm a hottie. The fact of the matter is, I'll be in my house recreationally. You know how I got Alexa. I'm like, Alexa, play Girls in the Hood. The fact that that's my go-to song.
I'm so excited because in the beginning of the season, you cannot sell Meg to Ami for shit. She's like, I don't like her. She too ratchet. She too ghetto.
She too dirty for me. But now, you know what? My good sis, you won me over.
Yeah.
And I'm not a bitch that went over, but you know what? Thank you.
I love it. All right. Let's get into some fun facts so we can get into some wine facts so we can get into some tea time. My fun fact is I like collecting $2 bills.
That's really fucking weird. You know why?
What?
Spend that shit.
$2 are lucky.
They say that, but they also said pennies are lucky. And where the fuck are the pennies at now?
Gone? Because we have a coin shortage.
You're not getting no coins. I'm just thinking in my head, I don't know what's going on in America.
Where did the coins go?
I don't fucking know.
No, really.
Where did they go? That's what I'm saying. Some weird shit
is
going on.
That's a conspiracy theory that I might believe in, bitch, because where the fuck are the coins now?
Because there's some weird shit going on in the US of A, and I need to figure out what the fuck is going on. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. If nobody else does, I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
We're going
to
find out where all the fuck all the coins are.
I don't know, because I don't trust it. I'm over here thinking, like, I'm like, they always just ain't giving us exact change. How is it we give you exact change, but change is nowhere to be found? Riddle me that.
Riddle me that.
Shit.
I want to know, too.
So, my fun fact is that in my 26 years of life, I have never broken a bone. I think it's funny because I do some real out-of-this-world shit, you know? Put myself in some real dangerous episodes. I'm gonna call myself episodes.
Okay.
You know, they're like phases in my life that, you know, sure. Some days I feel like I'm a rebel. Some days I feel like I'm a bad bitch. You know?
Okay.
I put myself in some things. And to this day, a bitch ain't broke a bone.
That's great. That's amazing. That's a blessing.
A blessing.
All right. So today I got Sunny with a Chance of Flower.
I love it.
Which I only got it because I remember the show Sunny with a Chance of Rain.
I literally was singing Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs, that cartoon movie that's on Netflix.
No. Is that a show, Sunny with a Chance of Rain?
No.
Maybe it's just something.
It's like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Maybe I just heard it from, like, watching the news.
That sounds...
When they say, oh, it's sunny with a chance of rain.
That is so childish of you.
You know? There has to be a book called... Girl, there's a book called... There's something called...
There's something with a chance of rain. Because rain is always motherfucking coming. Just
right,
like Laura.
Right.
Laura, where was you at? You was nowhere to be found.
You know what? Laura, stay the fuck away. I'm glad you blew past us. And shout out to people who are in Louisiana who got their homes.
Why shout out? Say peace and blessings to y'all.
Okay.
Y'all are still alive.
Peace and blessings
shout
to
out
y'all.
Means like, you doing the damn thing. That is something I want to be shout out for.
Yeah, people who lost their homes for Hurricane Laura and all the, you know, we're so blessed. It just kind of, like, passed Houston.
Yeah.
But we're, like, I feel like we're, like, the only group of people that are mad that a hurricane didn't come.
Fast.
Like, you mad?
We mad as fuck. I think we mad because I'm mad because I got hella groceries when I could have waited.
Right,
I could have fucking waited. I'm over here filling up my gas tank. I'm over here doing dumb shit. Like, I was thinking about, like, filling up my tub with water because they said, fill up your tubs with water just in case your, you know, water's out, just in case your electricity. So I'm over here, like, it's the apocalypse. I'm ready. And then ain't shit happen. I said, you better give me some fucking drizzle.
Oh, no. I'm glad I did not get any drizzle. All I did was get some food and water, and I, like, downloaded movies to my Netflix, my iPad from Netflix. But other than that, I didn't really prepare for it. I mean, I feel really bad for people who lost their homes and lost things because that's terrible. And it's like they lost their homes in the middle of a pandemic while dealing with COVID, who might not have a job. It's also sad.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We're sending some blessings. We're going to send some prayers.
Right.
That's a hard thing to fucking deal with.
It's a lot. So, Sunny with a Chance of
Rain.
With the Chance of Flower.
Oh, I'm dead.
It's a Pinot Noir. It only has 85 calories in the whole entire bottle, y'all.
And we trying to stay skinny.
Yes, exactly. Yes, honey. Last time we got tricked, but we didn't get tricked this time.
Not today,
bitch. This is a real 80 low-calorie wine bottle. It only has 5 calories per glass.
Mm-hmm.
Zero sugar, but it only has 9% alcohol content in the bottle. So I guess that's the one you got to...
I mean, that's why we Espenone it this earlier.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to keep it low calories, make it low alcohol.
I mean, honestly, because I think because the more I don't know, maybe we should make our own wine. We're going to start trying to figure that out. If we make our own wine, bitch, we made it. We fucking made it.
We can.
Let's do it.
You can do whatever
you want. We can do anything we want to fucking do, bitch.
You can.
Like, like you said, the first episode, you could be a fucking podcaster.
Right. Do whatever the fuck you want,
bitch. Do whatever the fuck you want to.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to speak that into our life. Maybe by our third season, we're making
our own wine.
Yeah,
we're going to go.
Third season, I'm going to speak it.
Take some grapes and find our own dispensary.
Damn, third season is pretty, like, close.
No, it's not. If we do another 27 episodes, that's another 27 weeks.
You mean 28 episodes, so you don't want to end on.
Yeah, if we do another 28.
What if we do 26 episodes?
We could do 26 episodes.
You just, as long as we end on an even number?
Yeah, I just want to end on an even number. So if we do another, that's 26 weeks. So we have 26 weeks to make our own wine.
Okay, so I think we should start make the little small turn like goals.
Yeah,
I want us to have our own wine.
Okay, we can do whatever we want in this world. So it is delicious, fresh and delicious. You can now drink in moderation. Never tasted so good. You can pair it with a hefty salad, a vegan meal, or maybe some fresh fruits.
Nothing with no dark-skinned man or no light-skinned Chipotle bag. Like.
I don't think dark-skinned men are low calories.
They sure not.
No.
Side note, yesterday, my good sis, she bought an OnlyFans for this couple. I believe it was Malik and Nancy. And we was watching that shit while we was drunk. And we was just like, they was just so nasty. And I feel like if me and my man ever aspire to be that fucking great to make a OnlyFans together... That shit was just beautiful.
I think that's nice to do it
together. I mean, it was beautiful because I'm just like, most of the women, we really there for the sex and him. But I mean, it's a bonus that she's there, you know?
Yeah.
Because he fucking the shit out of her. When I say he fucking the shit out of her, I felt like my pussy was getting fucked by watching them getting fucked. And that never happens.
Wow.
Like, her pussy was swollen like 90% of the videos. And I'm like, I see why. That nigga was pounding her. Like, I'm like, this OnlyFans is about him, not about her. But, yeah, but she got to enjoy
it. Too much pounding.
Bruh, he was pounding the fuck out of her. Like, it was
don't
never.
Don't give me too much of a beat-in.
And it's like, everybody's like, you're watching porn. I said, no, I'm watching intimacy. Because intimacy is when it's love in there.
Yeah.
Like, porn is like you fucking random people every other week.
Yeah.
Intimacy is what you feel when you love someone.
Right, right.
So I was watching something so intimate that I felt like I was part of it.
Okay, I feel
good
that.
Good job, y'all.
I feel that. But yeah, don't pound the fuck out of me. I need a pussy break. You know, I don't like beatings.
Pussy talk.
This pussy talk Chanel bags and flights.
Back and bag, me.
All right, so it's into tea time. This is so sad. I didn't even want to talk sad. About this, but
I definitely want to talk about it though.
Our hero, our Black Panther, our. You know, it's everything. So sad when our hero dies, but I really don't think our hero dies. I think they live with us forever.
No, for sure.
And Chadwick Boseman, I don't know if it's Boseman or Boseman, I'm
me
not
either,
sure.
So we just going to say yeah. both.
Yeah, Boseman, Boseman. I'm going to say Boseman because it ends with the E.
We didn't even try this.
Ooh.
Cheers to another messy-ass episode of Sip and Spill.
There we go. It tastes low calorie.
It's nasty.
You lied to me. This is going to be delicious and fresh. This is nasty.
This is nasty. Yo, this shit is horrible. I feel disrespected.
You know what? Give me all the calories from now on.
At this point.
And all the sugar.
The only one that we had that was good was the skinny girl.
The one that was, yeah, but it wasn't even really
bring
low calorie.
Back, babe.
Yeah,
back,
I'm sorry. Back. I thought you were going to be, the decoration is good.
That
the
was so pretty,
cute.
Yeah.
But y'all don't
it's
get
nasty.
This wine.
It's so fucking nasty.
You know,
zero out of 10 stars.
We might as well just drink tequila.
Honestly, I'm going to put some tequila in this. So.
Yeah, let's put some tequila in this.
Y'all, Total Wines. This shit is $21. We were going to get a pint size for literally $13.99. So yeah. Why the fuck would you not get the big one if you won't get a pint size? And the pint is not even that big. It's like...
It's tiny.
Tiny. It's like probably...
Not even half of it.
Not even half of it. It's like probably maybe 5 shots worth. So,
yeah.
No?
That's good.
I don't know what tonight's going to lead to, but Espelon, however I say it.
Espelon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, our hero, our Black Panther, unfortunately died at the age of 42 from colon cancer. 43. He was 43? Mm-hmm. I thought it was 42. Okay, at the age of 43 of colon cancer. And
he was suffering from it
the whole time. He
for 4
was,
years.
I mean, his circle must be tight as fuck because not one hint of it leaked. And to have people in your...
It tastes better?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And to have people that in your tight circle that didn't... Girl, this is supposed to be serious right now.
Sorry. It was the spirit of the Black Panther. Because you remember when the Black Panther, you like first get weak?
Right.
Like,
I mean, I don't think he wants us to be sad. I think he wants us to celebrate him. So.
I think that's why he didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because no one wants someone to feel pity for them. And
yeah.
He's just like, in spite of me going through this... I'm still going to show y'all I am y'all's hero.
Right. The fact that he was still going on tour, still going to see other sick kids dying of cancer.
And
still
I feel like that was a show right there. The fact that you're constantly around people that are like experiencing the same things as you.
Right.
That's such a beautiful thing.
No one had any idea.
Black man, I love you.
It was such a shocking. And I was so sad because, I mean, he's not the first Black superhero, but he was like the first Black superhero on that kind
of capacity.
Scope. You know, like we saw that, yes, we are, it's possible to see someone who looks just like you and be as powerful and strong. And even the women were powerful and strong. And the women weren't powerful and strong because they were angry or anything negative. They were powerful and strong in their
because
own
they
way.
They were strong and beautiful.
And smart and all
and
that.
And I just loved how it was a predominantly dark-skinned cast.
Yeah,
that made me even more happier because, you know, everyone wants the aesthetics. And what's aesthetically pleasing? And aesthetically pleasing is... light is right or white is right.
Well,
so
which is not even aesthetically pleasing.
It's not. It's really because y'all tan to look like us.
Yeah.
So it was just a great feeling to see the beautiful blackness of it and just everything that it was.
Yeah.
So he's going to always be like our hero.
He's going to always be our
because
hero.
Because he was our Jackie Robinson. He
our was Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall. He was our James Brown.
Yeah. He played a lot of roles.
He played a
very... And I feel like he specifically... picked a very important roles because he knew he
his
wasn't going to
was
be
limited.
On this earth for a very long time. So he was like, for the amount of time I am on this earth, every single role was going to be a really important, big role. And like you said, he was here for a good time, not a long time.
And that's what I'm saying.
Rest in peace to his beautiful soul. Absolutely. And thank you for giving us a hero to look up to.
Absolutely, man. I loved it.
Side note. I thought it was really weird that Halle Berry posted a picture of her son crying to him and doing the Wakanda thing. And
another side note. I think it's weird that Amanda Seale did the same fucking thing. Because I saw this meme and it was like, when y'all be crying on y'all's live, what do y'all want us to do? That is a question. Anyone that does that weird shit, I'm not trying to like laugh at your pain or how you grieve. Yeah. But what do you want us as an audience to do?
Right.
Because personally, it looks weird. It looks crazy. And I did not want to laugh at my good sis, but that's all I was doing.
Awkward because I don't want to see someone cry. Like, that's just, I don't know.
I'm telling you. And when Amanda Seale was crying, I'm just like.
And you're allowed to cry. You're allowed to be sad. But I mean, you have a whole podcast to cry to.
Facts. That's what I was saying. I'm like, if you wanted a moment where we just like remembering Chadwick, like you could have had a whole episode about like how you felt. Yeah. Like honestly, and like I think that's a beautiful thing to just immortalize him. But they always say that someone is always going to live through their memories. And I feel like these are going to be things that people are going to grow up with. And I think it's going to stand the test of time. And he did an amazing thing for
us. Amazing thing.
And I don't think we can thank him enough.
That's going to stand the test of time.
You never realize how much of someone makes an impact on you until they die.
Yeah.
Shit, I feel like I'm about to cry.
Yeah, he made such a big impact on us. Like, watching Black Panther. I watched Black Panther 3 times in the movie theaters. Like,
no, I just think him as a person, though. Because I watched a lot of his interviews. And I was watching, like, stuff. Like, and I'm just like, yo, he was a good fucking person.
Yeah, and I thought it was so sad that he married his wife just a couple months before he died, and he probably did it just to be like, okay, I'm going.
And she can have his estate and everything, so you know.
Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah, so.
Damn, I'm just a crybaby. I don't want to do this.
Ghetto ass Masika, bitch! Look.
Ghetto!
Look, bitch. Look, honey. I understand you wanted to bring awareness to self-trafficking. Of course we want awareness of sex trafficking and all the human lives who are being trafficked and kidnapped and all that horrible stuff. But the way your delivery was horrible. There's a way you could have done something that was more tasteful. It was tasteless. Not only was it tasteless, it was triggering. It was ghetto. It was so triggering.
Because
you
watching
don't know
her.
How many people who go through that, who something like that has happened to them. And you want them to remind them of. And then the whole part of it that was really bad is you're going to try to raise awareness for human trafficking while still trying to sell sex.
Facts.
Honestly, I don't know what the fuck is on your OnlyFans. I'm going to assume it's some sexy pictures because that's the kind of bitch you are. And while trying to raise awareness to that, it's not a good look. And then the whole thing was staged because you're doing this while you're on a set on another TV show. Yes. So now you're taking production time to do some shit that got nothing to do with you. Yes. And that you didn't even make sure to double check if you had permission to make the fucking video. Yes. Because the owner of the ROZE organization said, bitch, I don't know who the fuck told you could do that, but it wasn't fucking me. And I need you to take it down. And instead of being like, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Bitch, you want to double down and argue saying, oh, this is the letter I got, blah, blah, blah. The owner was like, well, that's not my signature, so I don't know who the fuck sent you that.
That's one thing about me and any other bitch. Well, I guess just me. I'm going to have to throw myself in it. Don't argue with me when I feel like I'm trying to justify something. Like, Masika knew she was fucking wrong. And I feel like instead of her knowing she was wrong and just saying, I apologize, she wanted to say, I apologize, but don't you
ever. She didn't even apologize. Oh. She didn't apologize till the bitch lost her job. It took her losing the check to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
Oh, well, excuse the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Because she was going back and forth arguing with the lady, saying, well, it was consent to me, blah, blah, blah.
But even that doesn't give you the green light to act like a fucking hoodlum. like if someone says that shit to you, I'm more scared of my safety than I am more about promoting my OnlyFans.
And people were worried for, like, when I first clicked on it, I'm like, oh my God, something bad happened to her. I'm like,
she looked really beat up.
Yeah.
And then I saw somebody else post and they were just like, you can't do stuff like this and think it's okay. And I'm like, you can't, because it's like you keep saying, the word that we're talking about is triggering. This
Very.
Is people's lives that are going on. People really have been through this. Like, even, I'm going to say, it's like something as old as, remember the Elizabeth Smart story?
Yeah.
Where she was kidnapped at a fucking young-ass age.
Johnny Blaze was kidnapped and sold into sex trafficking.
So it's like, it's a real thing. And you are kind of poking fun of it because you are not experiencing. You just got a fucking letter?
A letter. And even if you did get this letter, you didn't think for 2 seconds to double check to see if it was real. in the world that we are in, we know people do fake shit. We know people can easily try to manipulate you or, you know, send you fake something that was fake. So you didn't even like try to contact the owner of the organization to make sure it was okay for you to make this video. And even if you weren't going to do that, you couldn't make sure, you could have just made a video saying, to raise awareness. You could just talk.
Yeah, you could have just talked about it. You could have definitely did it, but how you did it was just like,
it was horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It was as distasteful as you are as a person.
Yeah.
Because that really turned me off completely of her. Because I wasn't a big fan of her either way, but her doing that made me just like, bro.
Completely like, off.
It's a no for me.
It's a big ass fucking no. And you are canceled, bitch. I don't know if they've canceled her, but I'm canceling you.
You canceled.
And you were not even a thing.
I'm
going
to say, you don't even have a platform for us to really cancel you for, but I mean.
I don't even know who you were, really.
Yeah, Fetty Wap's baby mama, that's who you are.
Yeah.
And that's going to be your identifier for life. Okay.
Really?
Speaking of canceled,
Who's canceled?
I'm not saying that they're canceled, but I'm just saying, like, Angela Simmons is not giving niggas that really want her time. That she canceling them.
Right.
And she not even, like, really giving them a time of day. You know Yo Gotti been after that bitch for a while. You know?
I got a question. Angela Simmons.
Hey.
I forgot how to say
what are the words? What are the words? We were just talking about that shit.
All he says is something, something, Angela Simmons.
I want to look it up. I got a
crush on Angela Simmons.
Alexa, play Go Downs in the DMs.
But that song was rocking when it first came out.
That song is still a vibe and it's still relevant, okay?
It sure did still go down in the motherfucking
Snapchat
DMs.
Me that pussy.
Hey, that's what Snapchat
or
was.
Or FaceTime me that pussy, hey. If it's cool. Now my DMs popping. My DMs is called a body.
Yeah, that song. I like that song. But yeah, she curved Yo Gotti. She curved Romeo
Miller.
She was curving Romeo for a minute. What did Romeo do to her for her to curve him? So he must have done something because she was not giving him any play.
But
yeah.
Romeo look like that lame. That lame that just keep trying. I think he
Romeo kind of fine to me.
If we had to choose Romeo or Bow Wow.
College.
I know, right?
ICDC College.
No, if I would say Romeo or Bow Wow, I'm leaning towards Bow Wow, Wow, yippee yo, yippee yay.
You talking about looks or talent wise?
Both.
Okay, looks, Romeo, talent, Bow Wow.
No, looks, Bow Wow was fine. He might be short, but
you
he's
said
fine.
Was. That's a, you're right. Bow Wow was fine.
No, he's fine though. Like, even as an adult, like.
Bow Wow not fine to me.
I think Bow Wow, you know, real.
Bow Wow 5 years ago?
I mean, he got the
Bow
same
Bow Wow
face.
Now? Nah, he kind of chunky now.
Is he?
He got a dad bod.
Does he really? Well, he does have a child, so yeah. That does come with. I think niggas, once they have kids, they just forget about their body.
Yeah, Romeo's still fine as hell. I think he likes white bitches.
He was definitely with a white bitch for, like, I think 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That shows a lot to me. Like, yeah. How?
Your dad is Master P. Your dad is the niggas of niggas.
Niggas of niggas.
Okay.
Your nigga, he was a rapper and in the NBA. And okay. You still chose a white bitch. But then again, those are the people that choose white bitches.
Usually NFL players choose white bitches. Yes. NBA players tend to pick white, black girls. But if he in the NFL, he's in a white bitch. Mm. Just like the NFL nigga who tried to sneak a white bitch into the NBA.
It wasn't the NFL. It was someone it was a basketball player.
It was you dumb raggedy bitch. Are you sure it was? But that brings us to the topic of the conversation. So you've been friend-zoned. So to me, the friend zone is not even a real thing. It's just an imaginary place people made up because they feel like they end up at when the person they're interested in is not as interested in them. So they're like, oh, I'm in a friend zone. She friend zoned me. He friend zoned me. But it's not really a fucking place. You're just like,
you know what's even funnier? I was talking to Randy earlier about our podcast, like what was going to happen today.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, he said, what did he fucking say? Come on, rewind. He said, the friend zone is a very safe place to be. He said, I prefer the friend zone. I said, so you're trying to friend zone yourself into some pussy? He said, that's how it usually happens. But I mean, I'm not trying to do it, but I mean, that's an easy way to land if you're trying to get some pussy. So that's a mindset of a nigga that's saying, like, the friend
zone. I didn't know you could friend zone your way into some pussy.
Hey, I like you just said earlier, you said a shoulder to cry on is a dick to ride on. So maybe he thinking it from that perspective.
But it's, that's what they hope for it to be, but they it's do. Not always a shoulder to cry on becomes a dick to ride on. But you know what? So maybe for some niggas, it becomes a dick to ride on. Because maybe you giving sad pussy, so you sad.
Not sad pussy. So y'all know we are investigating. We are journalists on this fucking podcast, okay?
We is.
So we do our research.
We do.
So we found that there's actually two types of friend zones. Even though she doesn't think that there's any that exist, there are some that do exist. The one that do exist, there is one being the emotional friend zone, and then there's two, the sexual friend zone. So for the emotional friend zone, it's when you guys have an amazing bond. You tell each other everything. You might share your deepest thoughts and secrets, and you're always supporting her. And she feels lucky to have you, but she only wants you a friend. You never have gotten commitment, or you've never been able to have anything sexual with her. This is when you're in the emotional friend zone. That's the first one. Second one is the sexual friend zone, which is called the friends with benefits.
Okay.
This friend zone is when you sleep with your girl or guy and get intimate, but the majority of your conversations are surface level and both of you avoid mushy conversations. She or he only calls you when she wants to supply her with some pleasure, things that are typically on her terms or his terms, and maybe sometimes on yours, but no one wants anything more.
Okay. I think girls tend to get stuck on the sexual friend zone. Not saying that it can be interchangeable for both sexes, but for the most part, girls want more than just sex.
Yeah.
And then guys want to just keep it just sex.
Are you sure girls always want more than just sex? I think that sometimes, you know, okay, let's just use it as an example.
No, I'm saying, like, not all the time.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, guys are like, I'm not emotionally available, but we can still fuck. And the girl thinks, okay, we can have sex. And then somehow us having sex, we really want him to be in a relationship with me, which never works. Yeah. So girls usually, for the most, tend to stuck on this sexual relationship and then friend zone, and guys get stuck in the emotional friend zone.
Guys definitely get stuck in the emotional friend zone.
They're like, oh, let me be there for her.
And yeah, let me, like,
see, I'm the man for her.
Yeah, because
honestly, never goes anywhere.
Sometimes it does, though. I mean, we've seen some Hollywood movies where it was like they was just best friends, and it was always just best friends. But yeah, I just think that most men, they play a beautiful role in being emotional support because they just want to be there just for some pussy. Like my good man said, he said the friend zone is a comfortable place to be.
Right.
So comfortably, you're there for her support and emotional. So she's emotionally getting feelings for you, but y'all are not having sex yet.
Yet. But you want to sooner or later have sex with her.
Nigga.
Yeah, definitely. Have you ever been friend zoned?
I think I have been friend zoned before. I always say that, like, when I was younger, I think I was really friend zoned because everybody always was like, when I was around with like a group of dudes, because most of my friends were guys, like when I was coming of age, because I think I was a safe bet because they was like, oh, she's the homie. Like, you know, because I told you my build, I was kind of buff on the slick. So it's like, I wasn't very like, aesthetically pleasing. So I feel like I was always the homie. I feel like I was always slept on. And now everybody's all like, oh, you fine. Now I'm like, you didn't say that when you friend zoned me. And I'd be so quick to remind niggas, you friend zoned me. So don't even try to come on me now. Like, because many niggas that slept on me when I was like in my fucking like 17, 18 year old, they get my DMs to this day talking about like, man.
Yeah, I love when people I went to high school or middle school were trying to go in my DMs now. I'm like, remember in third grade when you called me ugly?
Third grade, bitch.
You made me cry. Remember 11th grade when you said I was a fat bitch? Yeah, fuck you. Like, none of that
No. I've definitely been friend zone before. Have you ever put someone in the friend zone, though?
Girl, yeah. As a woman, I feel like I feel like
niggas live in my friend zone.
Yeah,
like I was like, who's my friend zone today?
Like, yeah, it's so easy for us to put guys in the friend zone because I feel like so many guys always are trying to talk to you.
But also, when niggas are trying to talk to you, they're like, you can't have friends. So, nigga, you trying to seep into that zone before
right.
we even put you there. Because when you tell them you got someone or you talking to someone,
You can't have friends. Because they're trying to be a shoulder to cry on so they can be a dick to ride on later.
Okay, but if you want to be that shoulder to cry on, be that shoulder to cry on. But chances are, I'm not crying on a nigga's shoulder. I'm telling my bitches this nigga ain't shit.
Right.
Like,
I've been friend-zoned. Gerald Green friend-zoned the fuck out of me.
Girl, let that shit go.
I've been DMing Gerald Green since 2018 and that nigga haven't opened my DMs yet. Not once has he opened my DMs. Gerald Green, if you see this later on, you know I want you.
I think he's in a committed relationship. The last of his worries is about sip and spill. But if you ever do see us, put me on Serge Ibaka and his fine ass.
Better star friend zoned me. I DM'd him a couple times and
I think he's sick of your ass.
He replies though.
Leave me on red.
Gerald, I comment on his picture.
I know, and I saw it. He liked it.
I said, I'll never snitch on you, daddy.
I'll hold a brick for you. Daddy. I said, I'm not holding no bricks for no one. I am not a ride or die, so don't even give me that responsibility. I'm telling you right now.
Fredo Starr, you know what it is.
So why do you hold on? So why do you put someone on the friend zone?
People get put in the friend zone. Okay, we're going to go from a guy perspective. A lot of guys get put on the friend zone because sometimes you're ugly. Like, let's be real. I feel like guys think they're more attractive than what they really are. Facts, and girls think we're not as attractive as we are. But if you a bad bitch, you give a fuck about a nigga. Facts. So I need us to be as confident as a fat man. Okay? Because fat niggas be the most confident niggas ever. Like, when we were out on Saturday, this guy came in behind my ear. Fat nigga. He grabbed my back.
Why did you have to tell us that he was a fat nigga? Why can't he just be a nigga? Like, you see what you did? You tear this man down before he even had a chance to make it.
Listen to what he said. He wasn't a fat nigga until he did what he did. He grabbed my back and my butt. And he was like, I would eat your pussy. I would lick your ass. I would drink your bathwater. I said,
that's very bold. I love it.
You would want a random man to come over.
No, I don't. I mean energy though. Like, he's just like, you know.
Energy is great from a nigga you like. But for a stranger to come behind me and tell me he's gonna eat my ass, lick my pussy, and drink my bath water, I said, nigga, back. Like, I don't even know you. Why do you feel comfortable to touch me? So that's why he a fat nigga. So yeah. Niggas be so fucking confident, and y'all be ugly, so sometimes you got curved because you ugly.
Okay.
And sometimes you don't give big dick energy. And let me make it clear, you don't have to have a big dick to give big dick energy. Facts. It's just your aura. You know, you just, you know, I know if I argue with you, you're going to put me right in my motherfucking place and tell me what's good. Like, all that is what I don't like a guy that I can run over. You know?
Facts. No one
and
likes
that. And I can easily run over a nigga.
I think that, like, when I put someone in the friend zone, it's because I genuinely wants you as a friend. I know it sounds so cliche, but it's like, I'm so used to niggas wanting to fuck me. I'm so used to niggas trying to be in my motherfucking face. So if I just find someone I just feel like I vibe with, I don't want to fuck it up. I do not want to fuck this up.
It's good to have just male friends.
There is. It's a good thing because you get a male perspective because they're going to give you game that your girls are not going to know. Because you know women, even though I love us, we emotionally driven. Like, if a nigga made us feel weird on Tuesday...
We don't give the best advice.
We don't, especially...
When it comes to niggas.
Especially not when it comes to niggas, because we don't even... I'll tell somebody, leave that nigga the whole time and go back to the same fucking nigga that's making me mad, you know? So we don't give good advice, but I think it's great to have a genuine guy friend on your side that's just, like, listens to you. And it's not a dick to ride on later on in life. It's literally a genuine friend. I have one of those, but it's like, sometimes I feel like people don't think that you could be platonically friends and not attracted to each other, because it's like... It's
men and women can be friends platonically.
Absolutely.
It is perfectly normal.
And a step, sorry, I'm sorry, not trying to ignore and like interrupt you, but I think it's also okay to be affectionate with your friends without it being weird. Because like, when it was a problem about like me and my best friend, it's like, y'all show each other affection and that's weird.
Bro, I don't know why that's weird.
I show my girlfriend's affection. Like, I literally will wear you down with hugs and, like, love. That's who I am as a person. Like, I will compliment you. I will smile at you.
I think you've given me, like, 5 hugs the whole time we've been friends.
Because you don't like hugs, but I give you compliments.
I do like hugs.
No, you don't.
Yes,
I do. Come on, bring me
that. I do like hugs. I love hugs.
I love hugs. I'm a hugger. I love it. I love love. No, because you give me that vibe you don't like hugs, but I will give you compliments because I know you like compliments.
Like, I don't like hugs because I'm always like...
Yeah, because
I'm just chill.
Y'all, I know I said this like maybe like episode 2, but like we're at episode 27.
26. Tomorrow, next week is 27.
We're ending on 28.
Oh, I'm stupid, y'all.
But episode 2, I was telling y'all this shit because Sammy just be giving me like energy. This is how I answer. This is how I call Sammy. Ring, ring, ring. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning. Good morning, Samantha. How you feeling? She's like, oh, I'm getting greedy with all this great energy. I'm like, yes, I love you. Why the fuck would I not? Why would I not talk to you like this with so much love? Like, I always call her with so much love. And she's like, yeah, girl, I'm chilling. I just woke up.
And
it's like...
And it doesn't mean I don't love you. I'm a very low energy.
Like I said, love me in public and not in private.
I love you with like with buying you stuff.
But what you buy me in a while? You ain't buy me shit, okay?
I bought you a Red Bull today.
But I gave you, I cash-apped you.
You did?
Yes. So send it back.
I didn't ask you to cash.
Send it back.
We're having that's a bridesmaid meeting. That was weird. Okay.
Yeah. So sign it back. Shit, give me my Red Bull money. But
you can have that Tiffany back, bitch. I just bought you your anklet.
I know, I love that. That was nice. I was trying to give you money for that, and you said no. So that's why.
Exactly. That's how I show my love.
You want to fucking fight in front of the audience?
I'm African, girl. That's how I show my love.
Put them up. I don't know. I guess it's because I'm a super affectionate person.
Yeah.
So I think that when I don't feel like I'm getting affection like physically, it's like not the same affection that I'm used to. So I guess I got to train my mind like that because you know what I mean? That's what I'm going through right now. So.
Okay. So honestly, like you were saying, sometimes you are put in your friend zone because she feels like you just want to fuck her. And a lot of times girls just doesn't want to feel like we want to get fucked. Like we want sometimes more than just sex.
We do want more than just sex. We don't say that, but I mean, we got to play it cool. You got to be like, hey, yeah, cool. I don't care if we have sex or anything.
Exactly. But I would have been known, like, I want more than just sex. I'm not trying to find, like, damn, can we put it on Do Not Disturb? These bitches.
Yeah, they doing the most.
So yeah, a lot of times I want more than just sex. So if you're making me feel like you just want to fuck me, you are automatically in a friend zone.
Facts.
Yeah.
Another thing that puts you in the friend zone is because you guys probably know each other's history way too well. Like, say I have a best friend and he knows everything about me. He knows what I've been through, X, Y, and Z. And then I know the
same. He knows all your whole facts.
He know my whole facts.
And you know his whole facts.
I know his whole facts. We can vouch for each other. Like, a great deal of vouching. Like,
right.
I can give you a Yelp review because of how much I know about you.
Right.
And I think it's because you know so much.
It turns you off.
It's going to taint what you think. Like, it's like, you know, when you start a new relationship, it's fresh and new. And you don't know each other or don't know anything else. So it's like, it's a nice journey. We're going to know each other. Yeah. But if I already feel like I know you, nigga, like, there's nothing to really unravel. Because it's like we're already at this, like, fake relationship spot without the sex.
But people do say the best relationship starts as friends first.
Facts.
We started off as close friends.
Hey, somehow you turn into my girlfriend.
You know, that's what they say.
We each other everything. I love that song.
I think it just depends on the relationship. Sometimes Facts. People work as just friends. Sometimes you gotta really get to know a nigga. A lot of times, why do girls get friend zone? You know? Because I don't get friend zone. Just kidding. I feel like niggas friend zone me all the time. Honestly, they think you're too desperate.
What?
You come off as a desperate bitch.
I can see that though. Because I feel like if you're constantly on a nigga's dick and like, always like, what are you doing? Where are you at? I don't want to see you type shit. Like, niggas, because I had this one guy tell me, he was like, I like that you don't do too much. And I'm just like,
if you're doing too much, like,
I'm definitely, it's not making my dick wet. And it's definitely not going to make my pussy
and
wet.
And honestly, like, a guy can fuck you and you still be in a friend zone. Facts. So he might still fuck you.
That's a real fucking thing.
But
shit.
Bitch, you are still in that motherfucking friend zone. Because I saw this comment. This girl tagged this guy in some relationship post and he commented, girl, we just fucking. I'm like, damn. You didn't have to air out like that. But yeah, girl, be aware.
Shit. Set that bitch off. Hello.
That's your boundaries be known. We just fucking, bitch. You ain't my girlfriend or will ever be my girlfriend.
Yikes. That is kind of tragic. I'm so sorry to hear that, my good sis. But another reason why men friend zone women is because they don't know if we like them.
Yeah.
Because I think that's true. That is true, though. Because us as women, we want to be like, protect our feelings.
Yeah.
Like, don't let him in.
Yeah.
That's why we get friend zoned, because they don't think that we're feeling us, because we have so much trauma in our heads about the niggas that we dealt with that we don't know how to effectively communicate that we like someone. Because a nigga don't know I like him until I ask him if he ate today. Like, that's what I'm gonna start doing, random shit like, oh, you get home safe? That's the shit I do when I start liking you, but I won't say.
Right. Can you imagine all the guys that liked us but never told us because they didn't know if we liked them back?
The thing is, I hate when niggas tell you that they like you, like, 3 years down, like, I used to have the biggest crush on you.
But it's because he didn't know you liked him, so they never said anything.
Yeah, because there was this one guy, I think I liked him, like, in high school, because he was, like, the only one that was, like, giving me any type of attention, and he was not even ugly. Like, he was, like, real cool people. Mm-hmm. And, like, we vibed. We, like, used to hang out. We would text each other occasionally. He was a grade younger than me. And it was just cute because we were in the same school, so we see each other in the hallway type shit. So
that's cute. I know.
Yeah, I love that shit. It was super cute because I was, like I told you, in high school, I felt like I was just like, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, I remember one day we was dressed like he would take a picture together. I was like, oh, okay. So, like, after, like, high school, he, like, was like, yeah. And he, so this is, like, 2 years after high school. Like, it was really recently. He was just like, I had the biggest crush on you back in high school. And I was like, what?
You ain't tell me.
That's what I told him. I said, he was like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. You just felt like a woman that was on her shit. I was like, in high school, like a bitch on her shit? Because I didn't even comb my hair in high school. Like, sorry.
Not comb the hair, bitch.
You put too much respect on this pussy before this pussy was even popping. So I feel like, I don't know. Any nigga that ever liked me in high school and that's telling me now, it makes me feel some type of way. Because I'm just like, you wasn't telling me this shit when I was in high school. Because we probably would have been married with 3 kids by now. Like, I love that high school, like, sweet heart story.
Yeah.
Like, I love shit. So,
Another reason why some girls get friend zoned because maybe he just wants bigger feelings, sis. Maybe he likes you enough to know he don't want to fuck up your life.
Facts.
You know?
Because if I know I'm going to ruin your life, I might just drag you along just because niggas ain't shit. You thought I was going somewhere positive, didn't you?
I don't know why that was so funny. But yeah, we dragging niggas along for the ride.
Drag you through the mud.
Bitch, fuck out of here, hoe. But yeah, sometimes guys care about you enough to know he don't want to ruin your life.
And I respect that.
I respect that so much. If a guy knows that he's not prepared to give you what you need as a woman, so he's like, let me just keep you over here. So when I'm ready to give you what you need as a man, then I'll be here for you. Don't mean you're going to be waiting for him, bitch. Don't wait for the nigga, bitch. Still
go
live
on
your
dates,
life.
Bitch. Go
still
on
Still live
dates.
Your life. When going he come back dates. And he ready, bitch, accept the nigga. Because he was man enough to tell you he wasn't shit. But now he is shit. So give him some loving.
Is he shit, though?
I mean, if he waited till he was shit.
Facts. Another reason why guys friend zone women is because they're in focus mode. I have met multiple men, and they always like say, like, when they are on their work shit and they trying to like get their shit together, their last worries are
a bitch. Yeah,
and I think that's very commendable because niggas be not having their priorities straight at all, yeah, chasing pussy. So I think it's very great when you are a grown ass man and you know you're not there yet, and
right?
You know,
exactly.
I love it. Niggas will friend zone you because, and I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm kind of going through something like that. Because I feel like, you know, I be relating to the shit I be talking about. Because I'm like, I feel it in my spirit.
Sometimes, y'all, I want you to know we be talking about ourselves.
We do sometimes.
When we talking about this shit, we talking. Don't think we're giving y'all advice. We giving ourselves advice as we giving y'all advice.
We giving ourselves advice. And sometimes we on the phone like, bitch, should I listen to my own advice that I was just telling myself right on the podcast? Because I'm like, it sounds good in theory.
Right.
But I'm in love.
It's hard to do. We know it's hard to do. Right.
It's definitely hard to do.
So if you are in the friend zone and you want to like slide your way out of the friend zone, there are ways to do that. So how do you escape the friend zone, bitch?
You can have
I thought you screenshotted it.
Oh yeah, I did. I did. Work on yourself, king. That was the first thing I put down, because I want niggas to know, if you really want someone to get you out of the friend zone, focus on yourself. Because guess what, women are definitely focusing on ourselves when we're not giving you the time of day.
Are we though? I feel like women are more focused on men.
Okay. Don't give away the jewels, bitch.
Okay, we
Someone
focus on
them
ourselves.
Out here is probably listening, trying to really figure out why they friend zone, and you just told them, we not working on ourselves.
We not
working on ourselves. Shit, fuck us.
We only working on ourselves after y'all break our hearts.
Okay, so here are 16 reasons, 16 ways to get out of the friend zone. If you are friend zoned, my good king, my good sis. I like saying my good sis. I don't know. I think it's just my new thing right now.
I think you got that from me. I'd be like, no, my good sis.
No, because my gay best friend, Darvell, he always be like, good sis, what you up to? Like, he was who I was on the phone with yesterday, and he just kept saying good sis.
By the way, I need a gay. I want a gay really
you
bad.
You can definitely have my gay. I love him. But I want a gay. He's needy. He's very needy. Like, he'll fucking call me at all hours of the fucking night. Don't even give a fuck what I'm doing. Yeah. And he'll keep calling. Like, bitch, you saw him out calling fucking. I'm like, you right. You right. So
if you're gay out there, I need a gay, y'all.
I need a gay.
Be my gay friend.
Okay, so here are the top tips on how to get out of the friend zone are the following. Take responsibility for why you're in the friend zone. That's true. You need to know, what are you putting into the universe that's making you in the friend zone? Because ultimately, it's all about the energy you're putting out, not what you're receiving.
Especially when you get in friend zone by multiple people.
Facts. Because it's not, you never, usually it's like, it's like a phase in life. You're not just getting friends on by one person. It happens consecutively.
Yeah.
So you start feeling like you're the good guy that keeps getting friended.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
Okay.
So, two, stop obsessing over him or her. Like, stop making them feel like they're the center of your world. Because if Ooh. I know I got you in my pocket, nigga, I'm going to sit you there. I'm going to come back when I fucking need you.
Right.
Three, stop putting him or her on a pedestal. That also goes back to number two, stop obsessing over them.
Yeah.
Four, stop calling and texting them so much. I know when we in love.
But I feel like when you like someone, you want to text them. I don't know why for me to get you, I have to act like I don't like you. Why do I act like I...
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I think just chill. Like, I feel like just let a vibe happen. Don't, like, force the vibe.
I feel like, yeah, don't force the vibe.
There's definitely a difference... Excessively, yeah. Like, it's different. If you're getting reciprocity, if someone is texting you back and they're on the same level as you,
yeah,
it's different than if you are constantly texting someone and they're giving you like, meh energy. Because you, you can feel the energy. So
stop
texting and calling them all the time.
Yeah.
Like I said before I even fucked up on all this shit, work on yourself. Literally. Figure out what the fuck it is about them that's so fucking great and tell them, I can one up you, nigga, because guess what? I'm the fucking prize. So work on your fucking self. Go on dates with other people. Let me say that one more time. Go on dates with other people.
Amen.
Shit, because they always say the best way to get over someone is to get under someone. I'm not suggesting it, but you know, it's an idea.
It's kind of true. I'm telling you right now.
What is it? 7. Stop asking for permission. Even though you don't do it consciously, you unconsciously ask for their permission when you're like, when you like someone or you're like trying to pursue someone, you like kind of say like, oh, I'm gonna go somewhere. Like you kind of hint that you might go on a date or you might do something with someone else and see how they're gonna react. So stop acting for permission. You know how that is. Like when you like someone,
ask for permission.
Just do it.
Ask for forgiveness.
Facts. Stop following his or her lead. Stop allowing them to lead you to the fucking river and not drinking from the motherfucking water, okay?
Okay.
Because if you allow me to, like, take you to the river, I'm going to make sure I suck the water dry and you're going to be dehydrated.
Okay.
And then 9, raise your standards. Like, maybe that bitch is what you thought you wanted, but you might find a bitch that's better than her that's going to actually give you the energy that you need.
Especially men. I feel like y'all's standards are, like, in hell. Please raise y'all's standards. A nigga will go through so much because a bitch got a fat ass and a pretty face. And I'm like, you don't have to go through this torture.
Focus on yourself, King.
Like, please, be with a bitch at least like you a little bit.
Not a little bit. 10, change your mindset. This all goes together. Like, why are you thinking this person's on a pedestal? Why do you think they're so great? Why do you keep focusing on them instead of yourself? Change your mindset. Once you change your mindset, you change your life set. Okay. 11, keep your feelings to yourself. You know, many times when we do like someone and we're pursuing someone and we don't want to be in the friend zone, I was like, maybe we just need to tell her how I feel or tell them how I feel so they could be where I'm at. Keep your feelings to yourself. Tell your bros. Focus on yourself.
Okay.
Get used to saying no.
Ooh, oh my gosh. That hit my soul. Please. Get used to saying no. And get used to setting your boundaries. Like, I feel like a lot of times people are always want to be yes men. They want to.
Yep. They want to show that they can be the perfect man.
And I have this problem. Sometimes people want to be people pleasers.
Facts.
And I was listening to this podcast by one of my favorite, Yvonne Yori and Levy.
I feel seen.
Yes. You saw that?
I did.
You listen to what they were saying?
No, bitch. I just was watching your story. Okay. I didn't have the volume up, but I can definitely. You know, you can send it to me personally.
Okay. So there was talking about unlearning people pleasing and being yes men and doing stuff so people would like you. And I'm like, well, I feel seen because a lot of my time growing up, I was doing stuff so people would like me.
Really?
You know, growing up. I'm not talking about now. Growing up, I was doing stuff so I can have friends, people would like me, being a people pleaser. And it wasn't until I became an adult till I realized everyone deserves access to you because whether you know it or not, I know I'm a good person.
Facts.
I know I have a good heart. I know what kind of friend I am to people. I know what I bring to a friendship.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't deserve that because they see that and they use it.
Yeah.
So I learned to be mindful of who I allow in my space and give my energy to. So yes, y'all need to do that because people will use the fuck. I was used in my last friendship.
Used. Fucked and abused.
So set the motherfucking boundaries.
Number 13, let him or her work for you. Let them miss you. Because, you know, when you like someone or when you are in the friend zone, you keep trying to work out of there. You keep trying to swiggle your way out. Go some days without texting them. Make them feel like they're not a priority to you. And watch how quick that shit changes the fuck up.
So you know something I do? I think it's kind of petty. But however long you take to text me, I double that. So if you text me, I know, right? It's petty. If you take 2 days to text me, I'm going to text you back in 4 days. If you take me 4 days to text me, I'm going to text you back in 8 days. Like, I just double whatever you do. I'm matching your energy. Times two.
That's toxic energy, bitch. I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to be in that vicinity of fucking you because I'm sensitive. And if you do some shit like that to me, bitch, I'm calling the cops. Like, find my friend because clearly she's lost. I'm calling the cops because at this point, point, where the fuck are you at? Because I texted you 30 minutes ago. Hello? Hello?
Girl,
missing person alert.
To text me, I'm going to take 60 minutes, bitch. I'm paid. Don't fuck with me.
And then number 14, stop trying to solve his or her problems. Stop trying to be their Joe. Stop trying to be that shoulder that they can look. Yes, let me go through some shit. Let me hit life on my little bare, perfect teardrop ass. Let that shit happen to me. And then see, if I'm landing perfectly without you, bruh, you just doing the most.
Because if they really think a shoulder to cry and become a dick to ride on, tell them, I'm going to let you know, baby, I ain't riding no dick.
I ain't riding no dick.
Because I'm going to cry on the other shoulder instead.
Not the other shoulder. Okay, 15, show less interest in him or her.
I hate that. Why do I have to act too cool for school? Because I'm not too cool for school.
I'm not. I want to be in love yesterday. Yeah. I want you up my ass. I want to be up your ass. I want to cry on your shoulder. I want you to cry on my shoulder. I want to, like, you know, I want to feel something.
I'm a loser. I'm a lame. So I'm not too cool for school. I'm not too cool
but
for
But guess
you.
What? A bitch could act cool. I could act bad with you. You know, I could.
I don't want to.
It's not for me.
I'm tired.
I'm not for the streets, okay? I am the street.
I'm
and
tired.
Then last but not least, with all things considered, if you doing all this shit and you're trying to focus on yourself, friend zone them. Like, that's literally what the last thing said. If you think you putting all this shit in, fucking
friend zone them.
Friend zone them and see how they motherfucking feel. Make them go through the fucking 5 stages of grief. Okay?
Yes. Question. Can you be friends with someone you've had sex with?
Absolutely not. Nope. If your dick touched the inside of my life, the electrons, the atoms, everything I was feeling, you was feeling, we was feeling, I don't think that the world should know that we just friends because we in love. Well, we're not really in love.
I don't know about in love.
We're not in love, but we can't be friends.
I don't know if I can be friends with someone I've had sex because, bitch, stop playing with me. I've seen you naked. So we're going to fuck again.
I feel like, just like Trey Songz, and I wish we never did it.
Right?
Hey,
but Trey Songz canceled, bitch. You forgot
and
already?
And I wish we never loved it.
Girl, Trey Songz canceled. You forgot already?
And I wish we never
Trey Songz is canceled.
But Nikki's canceled, and you were just talking about her
Nikki's
birth.
Not canceled?
Yes, she is.
Who canceled Nikki?
We canceled Nikki.
I didn't cancel Nikki.
We canceled Nikki episodes ago.
No, I said we can't cancel Nikki.
We said that because of 6ix9ine. Go back and watch. Watch what you said.
We said we can't cancel Nikki.
We said we want to, even though we can't, but
exactly.
She still is.
Nikki's not
we
canceled.
Decided it.
That's my bitch. I love her. You decided it. I can't cancel.
Oh, so the
it.
Pedophile shit with her husband.
Yeah.
And then her with 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
So you know what? All these things we said that she canceled for, you over here. No.
Damn,
she
I
is
love
canceled.
Nikki,
and if that's
bitch,
the case.
Why you do that dumb shit? Damn.
And I wish we never fell so deep in love. Okay. My question is.
But yeah, I cannot.
You cannot.
Yeah.
Me either. I mean, we all know that. Trey Songz told us.
Yeah. I want the dick again.
I want the dick again.
Yeah.
Drop it on my face.
Slap it down my throat.
Ha! No, I think one line that replays in my fucking head continuously, it was when Cardi B said, I want that thing to touch the dangling thing in the back of my throat. I said, sis. You nasty.
I said, sis, I see you.
And not even that.
Sis, I feel you.
Somewhere in the song, I remember, because I was listening to it earlier when I was on the phone with my friend, and it said, spit in my mouth. I said.
Yeah. That's what Trina said. Slap it in my face. Shove it down my throat.
No. She said, spit in my mouth. I said, you know what? At this point, you got that WAP, because I can't relate, and I'm here for it, though.
I don't relate with swapping spit.
I mean, yes, WAP and spit, but spitting in my mouth directly?
That's what I meant by swap and spit.
Child, get him.
But I've seen people do that. People would spit in their mouth. I'm just like, look, I don't think I'm that nasty.
I'm not that nasty yet.
I don't know.
I always tell people my nasty level before I fuck them. I'm like, you know,
maybe
I'm at this point.
Can I be that nasty? I've never been drunk enough, and I've been drunk, bitch. And I've never been that drunk to let that happen before.
Okay, my question. Have you ever friend-zoned someone and then later ended up dating them?
Nope.
I have.
Because once you're in the friend zone, I cannot ever see you sexually.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess that was my dick to ride on and rode it to the sunset.
Yeah.
granted, it didn't work out because I just felt like what my problem was that we knew too much about each other. And so subconsciously, like, all the insecurities that I wouldn't want in a relationship, like, came in because I knew too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think ignorance is bliss when it comes to relationships. I'm so tired of this narrative that you got to tell your partner everything and y'all got to be like 100% with each other. Some things can just be unsaid, you know? Okay. I don't feel like I should know everything about you because sometimes people subconsciously act off of those things you told them.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like if it's not affecting our relationship, like, okay, for example, I hope, she might listen to this. I don't care. So I heard that one of my friends was with someone and she told him that she cheated on him while they were together. He didn't ask her. He didn't know. But she told him. Mm-hmm. And now he's acting insecure based on the fact that she told him that she cheated on him.
And he didn't have to know.
He didn't have to know. If you knew that cheat was not going to make him break up with you, or you weren't going to break up with him because of that cheat, go to the grave with it.
Okay.
Personally.
So you wouldn't tell your partner you cheated on them if they didn't find out?
I even said as me as a partner, if you cheat on me and it's not going to affect us or if it's not going to change how you treat me,
yeah,
don't tell me.
I agree. If you didn't catch me, I don't know if I'll tell you. Because, granted, I've never cheated in a relationship,
yeah,
but not yet. But personally, let me say not yet.
It's just because I don't want that energy because I feel like it's going to be seeping in the back of my head like, am I not doing enough? And I think that's what her partner's thinking right now. He's thinking like, am I not doing enough? Is this in third? So he's acting out. And I think that if it's not going to stop me from fucking with you, like, as long as you know that this cheat was just like, so you can have a temporary lapse in judgment, because sometimes I think, I personally believe that people are not monogamous by nature.
Human beings are not monogamous by nature.
So it's like, for me to think that sometimes you're not going to cheat or sometimes you're not going to think someone's attractive, it's crazy. Because sometimes, I mean, even when I was in a relationship, I found people attractive.
Of course.
It's like, it takes strength and power, but it's like, every relationship has weak points and they have strong points. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're never always in that strong point.
Right. And like, when people say cheating is not up and down in a relationship, cheating is up and down in some relationships. And like, how do you think people are together for 20, 30, 40, 50 years?
And I don't judge y'all. I don't care for it, but I'm not going to, it's not my business to know. It's not my business to share it. Yeah. But I'm just saying like, yo, do what you got to do and whatever the fuck works for y'all.
Yeah.
Respectfully, you know?
So do you think nice guys finish last?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I hate that narrative.
I do too, because I think that y'all keep saying y'all, like you said on the phone, like y'all keep saying y'all nice guys. Y'all keep saying, if you got to tell me you a nice guy, are you really a nice guy? Because I think that I can see that shit without you telling me, without you keep saying I'm a nice guy.
I feel like guys play that nice guy role in order to get some pussy.
Facts.
And when they don't get that pussy, they're like, nice guy, finish last.
Facts.
No, it was just because I wasn't attracted to you, my nigga.
Or I wasn't interested and you just didn't pick up on the hints. Right. And you ended up disrespecting yourself by keeping yourself in the friend zone, thinking that it was going to lead you to something else.
Exactly. And like, majority of women like nice guys. I don't really know.
I love nice guys.
Most women don't like getting treated like shit.
I don't like assholes. Like, if you treat me like shit, I trust and believe me. I'm going to say you will get curved.
Yeah.
Like, people think that if you're the meaner you are to me, the more I like you. Because they said that you were learned that in, like, school. Because, like, you remember when our parents used to tell us that?
In elementary school.
They used to tell you, if a boy is mean to you, that means he likes you.
That's bullshit.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because if I like you, I make an effort to be nice to you. I make an effort to treat you like you are somebody.
I'm not going to be mean to you. I might, like, you know, make fun of you,
facts.
You know,
like little teasing joke here and stuff. Yeah.
But if I genuinely like you, I'm not going to treat you like shit.
Facts.
I'm going to make sure you're good.
Facts. So that narrative is stupid.
Nice guys do not finish last. I'm tired of that narrative. Y'all need to dead that shit motherfucking now because it's not true. You just mad because you didn't get some pussy. It is what it is. Okay.
Nice guys
win the motherfucking race because what woman doesn't want a nice man? The thing is, we just don't want friendly niggas. Okay. Differentiate between nice and friendly because you can be a nice man without being friendly with every bitch.
And y'all niggas are friendly.
I'm just not, nigga. You friendly as fuck for no reason.
Like, I saw this meme, like I said, and I posted it. I said, there will be 599 likes, but that one like of your nigga, it just hit different.
It hit different.
So stop being so accessible to other fucking people. That's
ooh,
the problem.
Girl.
Niggas be so accessible. Like,
you from the streets.
I don't like niggas that I feel like I keep hearing about. I feel like if I keep hearing about you, At this point, the common thread, you're the problem. Because I'm so fucking chilling out of the way. Like, I don't even be going out that much for me to hear about niggas. So if I'm constantly hearing about you on a basics, like, on, like, a daily about, oh, this person was here, this person was there. I don't like that shit because I don't feel like my business is in the streets. So why is someone I'm talking to is in the streets? Yeah. That shit is dead to me. Like, don't do that. Because it's like, that's just embarrassing. Who the fuck wants that shit?
A nigga that for everybody. You got a question for us, sis?
Nah, my question is done, my good sis.
All right. So thank you for taking this. Girl, put that rebel down. We in the video. Thank you. Thank you for taking this journey with us. If you in the friend zone, get the fuck out the friend zone. If you a nigga not in the friend zone,
put that bitch in the friend zone.
Put that bitch in the friend zone. And, you know, work harder. You know, make that bitch work for the dick.
Facts.
Stop giving your dick to every bitch. You know, make her, you know, pay a bill. Make her, you know, take you on a date. Do something nice.
And if
you
do some Kenny Lovely shit.
Shit, for real, for real, for real. And love yourself and be a bad bitch. You don't give a fuck about a nigga. All right.
And so while you're at it, why don't you follow us on all social media platforms, YouTube. I just wanted to make sure I threw that in there. All of our social media platforms at The Real Sip and Spill, except Twitter.
Sip and Spill 1.
And then while you're at it, leave us a 5-star rating. Why?
Because we're some 5-star bitches.
Ow.
Ow.